What's up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We're back for episode 9 of Simple Man Talks. I am your host, Blaine, and this podcast is fueled by probablypolitical.com. Just a quick reminder, if you want to go follow us on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Probably Political, and you can also find us on Twitter, at Prob Political. Also, don't forget to go support us on Anchor at Probably Political, so you can support us in affording some cool merch items or whatever your heart desires and what you'd like to donate us. Any little bit will help, and a listen will always go a long way. So, in spite of 4th of July, none of us really posted last week, so this week we will have plenty of content. And joining me on the first segment today is one and only Miss Kayla Thompson, the CEO / executive herself. How are you today, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
I am extravagant because it is recording day.
Oh, yeah? Is it recording day? Didn't know that.
Really?
Not at all.
How'd you not know?
Yeah, I just hopped on a random phone call with you.
Really, just a random... See, you never know with me. I could just have you on record at any time. So, how was your 4th of July, Kayla?
Interesting.
So, folks, if you didn't know or live under a rock, last week was 4th of July. So, we're going to cover that a little bit this first segment. So, go ahead, Kayla. Tell us about your 4th of July.
I went to a frat party with my friend who's a sorority girl and had a bunch of dudes hit on me, and that was very interesting. Went great.
Did you tell them that you had an unsweet tea addiction?
Oh, see, no. But I was that one girl with the American flag bikini with the knife tucked in the side, so, it was definitely a guy magnet.
I don't think anybody says guy magnet, but okay.
Yeah, a guy magnet.
What's a guy magnet?
It's a magnet that attracts guys.
See, but a lot of things could attract guys, though. Like, $5.99 six-piece chicken tender meal.
Blaine, what kind of weird shit are you into?
I'm into food, that's what I am, because I like to survive, because I like to eat.
Alright.
Hey, you can't say anything for as much Pizza Hut as you've ordered out this whole pandemic. I'm pretty sure you've racked up like almost a $100 bill.
Listen, first of all, it's over $100. Second of all, Pizza Hut is the only thing I get in Texas. I'm from New Jersey. If I had choice, I'd be getting New York pizza.
What about barbecue, though?
Barbecue is disgusting.
Nope. You just did not say that on this show.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So half of my listeners will probably be at your house within the minute. Just kidding. Nope.
Okay.
Just kidding, folks.
Good luck.
Here's a hint. She lives where I go to school. Huh.
I don't, though.
It's close, but whatever. So you had a good 4th of July. Anything interesting happen? Like, did someone light their hand on fire when they lit a firework, or?
No, but I almost caught my friend's clothes on fire with a sparkler.
I would expect nothing less from you, Kayla. I would expect nothing less. I could just see it. I could just envision it now. Kayla trying to look attractive in front of all these men and then almost catches herself on fire. That is the story of your dating life 101.
I mean, not at all. But also, screw you.
But then again, what else would our friendship be if I didn't make fun of your dating life?
That is very true. That's very, very true.
Yeah.
But hey, I can turn it right back around on you because at least I have a dating life.
Actually, I do have a dating life. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. You just don't share. That's totally fine.
I what?
You just don't share. That's totally fine.
Oh, okay. Well, A, I'm busy. And B, you don't text back.
I do sometimes.
Folks, if you'd like to see my proof, you can go follow us on Twitter at ProbPolitical, and I'll post the proof right now.
Oh, okay. Ouch. Hello.
Hey, you got to give me credit for that plug, though. That was a pretty smooth transition.
That was a pretty smooth transition. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I mean, what would you do without me?
Probably live a more, chill life.
A more chill life?
I don't have to worry about, doing on the podcast every 5 seconds.
A more chill life. Okay.
A more chill life. Shut the hell up.
Hey, look, at least I'm not a sub-tweeter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been noticing that going on a lot on Twitter. There's a lot of sub-tweeting.
Yeah, it's been happening.
What, like, I don't know if, is it like a trend that's going on right now or what?
No, I'm pretty sure that's just a bunch of angsty teenagers.
Interesting. Because it's either between that or, like, mushy-gushy relationship stuff, and I'm just like, I don't get on social media. It's not a subtweet. I'm literally talking about what I see on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter all the time.
That's true. I mean, the worst part is, like, when your timeline is filled with that, so you can't even see, like, current events or news.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, I haven't even seen, like, half of my quality memes that I've gotten to see lately. And it's kind of sad.
I mean, my tweets are always top-notch, so I don't know what you're talking about. You want to go there?
We might. We got time for it.
At least I tweet, sir.
What?
You, like, never tweet.
I mean, when I do tweet, it's pretty extravagant. And might I also add that our little group message on Twitter has been put on mute when it started, because that was like the fifth group message that we had. So therefore, I am not about to get notifications from five different group messages with everybody talking about the same thing. Or not even that, having a different conversation in each group message. That's so stupid.
I mean, you're just weak. You just can't handle the socialization.
Maybe I have better things.
Coronavirus was made for you.
Coronavirus was made for me because I'm essential. That's why. And that's why I'm going to be getting that extra money in the next stimulus package.
You know, assuming that they actually gave it to the college-age students that are 18 to 24 that are claimed as dependents. You know, the people who need it most, because we're the ones who are working restaurant jobs and water park jobs. Stuff is getting shut down, but you know.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a fan of government paychecks, but if we're going to do it, at least do it right.
Right.
Don't give it to the people with, like, 401ks and retirement stipends that can, like, pick up and work from home.
Please help me out.
Like, give it to the kids who are losing their jobs over this.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny, though, how many kids actually are losing their jobs and, like, they actually need the money, but in a sense... So my girlfriend, she actually makes more money than I do in a month. Well, not in a month, but in a month, unemployment gives her more money than I make on one check.
Yeah, okay.
It's ridiculous. And if you'd also like to donate us some money, you can go to anchor@probablypolitical.com and support the show.
Yeah, so, you know, you can donate your entire stimulus check to us. Please.
Yeah, give us your Donald Trump check, because you already had one of them. You don't need two.
Exactly. Yeah, we didn't even get one.
Share. Sharing is caring, Karen.
Spread the wealth.
Spread your wealth and your Jeep Grand Cherokee with a booster seat in it. I don't know where I was going with that.
Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, that's what most Karens drive. That or a Nissan Murano.
Okay.
You don't get out enough. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, speaking of Corona stuff, did you see the email that Texas State sent out about the coronavirus precautions that they're going to be taking, so forth? Like, if you're not wearing a mask, they will throw you off of campus, and how they're going to have a designated walking paths.
I did not even have a designated walking path, but yeah, we are going to be mandated to have masks on inside of classrooms, and I'm like, yay, that's just what I want, the government on my college campus. That's not what I fight against.
Considering that we go to one of the most liberal colleges in Texas, it's not the most, it's not most, but it's pretty liberal.
Yeah, they threaten to expel us completely.
Yeah, that.
If we do not wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
So, my brother's gonna walk around the quad with a gun once in a while, because they can't shit about it.
Stand
a face covering.
Do get on the stallions and just stand there with no mask.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do. Yeah. See that? I also saw a tweet the other day that it was a guy looking at an algebraic equation, and it said Texas State students trying to figure out how seminar classes are any different from tailgates, or like 300-person classes are different from tailgates.
Oh, Oh, yeah, that's fun. Oh, wait. Also, on the masks, I went to Six Flags yesterday. You know what happened?
What happened?
Six Flags mandates you wear a mask the entire time.
At a water park?
I got sunburned, though. So,
you have a face mask tan line?
I got sunburned. And now I have a mask tan line.
Definitely a dude magnet. Flips hair. So yeah, flips hair to expose face mask tan line.
Oh yeah, love them tan
lines.
I'll live for it.
Kayla, you just have the most unfortunate luck in the world.
I mean, all this is worth entertaining. So
although sometimes you do throw yourself into that pit.
What?
I said, although you do throw yourself into that situation sometimes.
I do not.
Kayla, let's be real here. Don't make me...
Sometimes I make smart decisions, but that's not all of the time.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, no.
I'm a Gryffindor. I'm impulsive.
You know, I was thinking about the whole email that they sent out the other day, and like, what good is a walking path actually going to do? You know?
Yeah, because I really love the idea of them all cramming us into one tiny space so we can walk inside of the design in line so that the people on the side don't get coronavirus. Oh, wait, there's going to be no people on the side because they just crammed us into a tiny walking path, so they just squished us all together.
Exactly.
So they literally did the opposite of social distancing.
Way to go, Texas State. But, yeah, no, I just don't see that how that would benefit us. You know, I think if you just let them walk freely, you know, it would be a lot better, and it would be more convenient for students that has to walk to, what was that, like across campus from like the science building all the way to like on the other side by the rec, you know, like that's a long walk.
Yeah.
I wonder
I'm
how they're going
to walk at 3 a.m. before. That's scary. I had a raccoon jump out at me.
Well, I mean, could you blame them?
No.
I mean, if I was a raccoon, I'd jump out at you, too.
I mean, but, I just wanted to hug the trash panda.
The trash panda?
I'm just trying to go to my dorm to sleep.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
Listen, I was staying at boyfriend's house. He had PT, so it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was walking back to my dorm.
And you're like, trash panda!
What?
And you're like, trash panda.
Yeah, I saw trash panda, and I was like, hi, trash panda, and they was like,
what did it do?
It just hissed at me. It was like,
oh, you're a special human being. You know that?
Oh, yeah, my dad tells me all the time.
He tells me I'm number one.
No, my dad doesn't tell me I'm number one. He doesn't lie to me like that. He's just like, you're special.
You're special. I remember I walked in the house one
day.
Because
you're special. Short breath special.
I remember I walked in the house one day, and by no means, my parents just joke around a lot. And our parents actually joke around a lot. Just for those listeners out there that think our parents are bad, they're really not. They're really good people. But I walked in the house. I walked in the house one day and I said a joke. I don't remember the joke to save my life. But my dad, you know how like you walk in the house and like your dad's always like on the couch or like in his recliner kind of deal?
Yeah.
My dad was sitting in his reclining chair and he just kind of turned and looked at me. He goes, "You have problems."
That's what I'm telling my dad would do.
He just said, I was in a really good mood and I just said a joke and he's like, "You have problems." I was like, yeah, I do.
You got issues, son.
You got them issues. Yeah, no, but I'm interested to see how this school year is going to work out. So we'll have to. I'll probably see you getting escorted off the quad or something like that.
Oh yeah, 100%. Especially since I'm tabling for turning point, and they're going to be like, "No," and I'll be like, "But, sir, this is my job."
So, anything else interesting going on in your edge of the world?
I mean, yes, but nothing wrong with my grandparents here. I'm kidding. No, nothing really.
Guys, she's just joking. Her boyfriend's actually the pizza man because he's the only one that brings her food.
You're telling me that I have a boyfriend? Maybe. When was this news decided?
It was made this second.
Oh, okay. Let me know who he is.
That will be disclosed in our executive meeting later.
I see how it is. You know, confidential meeting, top secret, hush hush.
Yeah, just a little hush hush.
See how it is. So that is what you just learned on this podcast about Blaine the Matchmaker, and he just, like, you know, bachelorette's girlfriend. He's like, all right, so you got boy 1, 2, and 3. Pick one.
You know, funny story, since you're going to sit here and call me the matchmaker. Funny story. So, literally, back in high school, I was the guy that everybody always came to about with their relationship problems, right? And some of my friends that were single would always ask me questions about guys or girls that they were seeing. And, you know, I would either tell them yay, nay, whatever. Well, there is this one friend that was juggling two or three guys at the same time.
Impressive.
Yeah, right.
She's got patience.
Apparently, or she just has nothing else better to do with her life. Anyways, I'm a good person. I have a heart. Sometimes. But I was asked, I was like, which one do you think is the best one? And I was like, well, honestly, this one has a baby face and he treats you like ass. The other one, I don't remember what the other one was, but he wasn't any good. But the second one actually seemed okay, like decent. And I was like, okay. And so what does she do? She does, obviously, what most people do when I tell them about advice is that they go to the total opposite way that you give them the advice to, you know, kind of like you do sometimes.
Okay, fair.
See, that wasn't even a subtweet. That was directly at you.
At least you added me.
Yep, I did at you. At the Moon Pie Girl. Anyways,
I'm the Moon Pie Girl.
I can't believe the owner and operator of this brand that I'm a part of is the Moon Pie Girl.
I'm not the Moon Pie Girl. I hate you so much. I had to put that shit in my bio. Cause
you know what? Just for that, when I post the show description with our other guest that will be on in the second segment, I will say featuring the guest and featuring the Moon Pie Girl.
No, I will take your video off of YouTube, sir.
Our fearless leader. Just imagine if you're going into war, the fearless leader, the Moon Pie Girl. Anyways, back to the story. So she goes out with a guy that's like, treats her like totally like ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she comes up to me the next day and she's like, she like just looks like she saw a ghost. And I said, well, how did the date go? And this is obviously like Monday after like the weekend. And I don't know why she chose not to text or call me about this, because it would have been a lot better sooner. Like, I was having a Monday, and I'm like, it actually kind of helped my Monday out a little bit. Anyways, so what happened was that I guess they went and saw a movie, and then you know how high school romances go. People end up making out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Lo and behold.
I mean, no, because I never had one, but okay.
Oh, hush. Lo and behold, this guy was a distant, like, not distant, but I'd say like a fourth or fifth cousin of hers.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
Alabama.
Or Arkansas, just wherever you're from.
Oh yeah, you know Arkansas.
Damn Arkansas. What the hell is wrong with those people? Anyways,
Yeah.
But, so for everybody out there, I'm going to start including these segments with our fearless leader, the Moon Pie Girl, a.k.a. Kayla Thompson, the CEO and executive of this brand/show. She is the reason why you get to hear me every Wednesday and on select days when we decide to do a blooper reel. And we're not lighting ourselves on fire at a 4th of July party trying to flex on all the girls at the party as well. So, we, as you may know, she is the owner, and I am the, what would you call me, the human resources department of this outfits?
I mean, yeah, we go with that.
The human resource slash junior CEO, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're all pretty much like, I don't know. I haven't thought about titles,
damn. Nevertheless, I guess you could say...
Titles require work.
Yeah, it's just too much brain work. But nevertheless, we both are pretty high up in this outfit, so we will start doing this every first segment of the show just to lighten everything up, just going on with everything in the world, like with all the racism allegations and coronavirus and... God knows what else.
Coronavirus. Coronavirus. I'm going to hell. It's fine.
The Moon Pie Girl needs help, guys. So if you'd like to help the Moon Pie Girl and everybody else on our podcast, you can go to anchor.com/probablypolitical, and you can support the Moon Pie Girl and everybody else on our show by listening to our content if they choose to post it. So with that being said...
Ouch.
You're the CEO. You get a break. You have things to do.
I do have things to do.
But apparently sitting in bed and watching movies with pizza doesn't count? Question mark?
Hey, listen. It goes to my happy place.
All right, guys, on this podcast, listening right now, if you're single and you're looking for a woman, pizza is the way to her heart. Do not give her sparklers.
I mean, they're kind of fun, though.
She will set herself on fire.
But that'll be hot. But,
Boo!
Did you just boo me?
That sucked.
You sucked.
No. You can't dodge the fact that you just turned your setting yourself on fire. Oh. I mean... I don't know what to do with
my that. Humor is darker than Justin Trudeau's blackface.
You know, if there is anybody that would do blackface right, that was Robert Downey Jr.
Go away. We're not even talking
Tropic
about
Thunder?
Right now.
Are you kidding me? How do you not like Tropic Thunder?
I've never seen Tropic Thunder.
Well, you need to go watch it and tell me about it.
No. Why? No. Did you not watch it either?
I'm pretty sure your man would watch it with you.
Not my man.
Well, whatever. He'd watch it.
But then I actually have to, like, say I watch a movie.
Kayla, we're not going to talk about that because we're keeping it PG, okay?
That's not what I'm Shut up.
Orders heart-shaped pizza from Pizza Hut. Bounce, wow, wow.
Oh, my God.
So, if there's nothing else interesting going on in your life,
No,
there
is.
What?
No, there's never anything interesting going on in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Really?
I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, that's great to hear that you had a great 4th of July and, you attempted to get some digits at a frat party and set yourself on fire simultaneously.
I mean, it wasn't simultaneously. It was afterwards when I almost caught myself on fire.
That doesn't count.
Debatable.
Whatever. Well, Ms. Kayla, I think that wraps it up on this first segment. Today's show is going to be
I made a peace sign.
You made a peace sign?
I know you couldn't see it, but I made a peace sign.
You did?
Like, deuces.
How thoughtful of you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, guys, you will catch more of Miss Kayla Thompson on our first segments probably for the next few episodes. So, she didn't know that, but she does now. So, how do you feel about that?
All right, I'll accept this.
Okay. So, that's good that she's accepting it. Thank you for coming on and just chit-chatting and keeping it live, as always, around 5. So, like I said, today's episode...
Wait, did you just say keeping it live around 5? It's 8 o'clock.
hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You better play the song. Please play the song after that line.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, you can't. Copyright. Damn it. Sing it. Do it right now.
No,
sing it.
I'm not singing it.
Sing it.
I'll come and sing on your show, okay? How about that?
I'll accept.
So, like I said, guys, today's show is going to be a little bit longer. Coming up next is one and only Mr. Taylor Schroll. For those of you that do not know who he is, well, too bad. You're about to find out in the description. Coming up next, I'd like to thank the Moon Pie Girl, our fearless leader and captain of this outfit, for coming on the first segment again. And so you should stick around for that and so much more.
Thank you guys for watching Blaine's first and last episode of Simple Man Talk, because I am not the Moon Pie Girl and you fired.
Fire D's. Taylor Schroll, I have a question for you, sir.
Oh, no, I hate questions.
Have you ever heard of Kicking Back with Kayla?
I have not. Is it good?
It's actually a really good show that you can actually find on Probably Political on YouTube, and you can go support us at Anchor at Probably Political as well. So you can donate money for us to have merch or any kind of other resources that we need. Also, she is on another show called The Katie and Kayla Show. Would you happen to have heard of that one, sir?
Yeah, I've listened to every episode of that one.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, but maybe you should. So for anybody else out there listening, you can go check us out on YouTube, Spotify, and Anchor at Probably Political. And from Anchor, you can see on all the platforms that we are listed at, which is a lot. So go check us out. What's up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We're back for segment two of the day. And today we are joined by none other than the... what's a good intro to tell this man? He is a musical genius, a once-in-a-lifetime cosplayer. He actually lifts a lot more weight than I do in the gym, and he makes me look like a scrub for as much as this man works out. Also, if you ever want someone to crash a bachelorette party, this is the man that you call. None other than Taylor Schroll.
Two of those things are true. I'll let people decide which is true.
Mr. Taylor Schroll, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, man. How are you? I love how when you invite me on, and then we start talking, and we do all this prep, and then we start, you're like, I don't know how to intro.
You know what? It is what it is. It's a pandemic, okay? Pandemics just throw everything off.
They really do. Boy.
So that with that being said, that makes me curious. How have you, a man of such culture, have been dealing with this pandemic? Because I know you like to go to the gym. I know you like to get coffee. You know, like how have you been dealing with this?
Well, see, I'm sitting in my home office, and perfectly socially distanced from me, 6 feet away, is my alcohol cabinet, and that has helped tremendously.
As always. And actually, you know, you that's a good way to rid of corona, because alcohol kills corona.
Yes, it does. I mean, as we all know, alcohol kills germs. So I just douse myself in some tequila every day to kill the germs.
A shot of tequila with a suck of a lime and a little bit of salt keeps the corona away. That is not a official diagnosis, so nobody out there underage or anybody in general should take that as medical advice.
Well, I mean, it's as good as medical advice as an apple a day keeps the doctor away. They're the same thing.
Apple tequila, same thing. Tomato tequila, same thing.
Tomato, tomato,
potato, potato. So, Taylor Schroll, I have taken a poll on Twitter today that I think that you might. I don't know if you actually interact with my Twitter that much, but if you don't, you probably should. But I took a poll because I was talking to you the other day. I didn't really talk to you about it much, but I did mention that Star Wars would be a topic. And I took a survey. I said, currently there's like 15 hours left on it, but that's about as much activity as I get on these things. But I asked on what their favorite Star Wars era was. And currently 56% of the people say the original three, and 44% said the prequels, but nobody has said anything about the new like trilogy. And I'm kind of surprised by that. And I'll tell you why. And, you know, I don't have anything against Adam Driver or anything. I think that, you know, what was it? The Last Jedi was drug out a little bit. But I think that at the end of the day, when you watch all three of those new trilogy movies, that they all blend together for the perfect story. You know, like the perfect ending to the Skywalker era, so to speak. I mean, what do you think?
See, my thought is actually the opposite of that, but still good. I enjoyed the movies. I didn't enjoy the trilogy. So each movie on its own, I thought was pretty good. But the trilogy overall, like the fact that J.J. Abrams directed the first one, and Ryan Johnson was the second one, and another guy was supposed to be the third, and they brought J.J. back, and it was just like, there was no one person in charge of the whole trilogy. There was one person in charge of each movie. So each movie was good. But I just thought there was a lot that, like, was set up and then not finished. And then it's just like people, like, it's like a director's fighting over what story they're going to tell. It's just like, I miss George. I want someone to tell one story.
Bring back George, man. Yeah, you know what? There's a running trend in our little group. It's called we say the word abolish and then put whatever we want after that. So maybe we should put abolish J.J. Abrams and bring back George Lucas.
See, here's the thing: I don't necessarily want to bring back George, but the best Star Wars that has come out is like my favorite is the cartoons, so Clone Wars, Rebels, and then The Mandalorian. There's one thing that runs through all three of those, and that's Mr. Dave Filoni, the guy who George literally groomed to take over for Lucasfilm after he was done, and then George was like, never mind, and he sold it to Disney. But,
I don't want this.
This man was literally the protege. I think those three are the best Star Wars storytelling.
Right.
And I think he should be involved, and especially, like, it's actually rumored that it's going to happen, because him and Jon Favreau have been working on The Mandalorian together, and it's actually rumored that they're going to let them take over the story of Star Wars completely, and that would be phenomenal for me.
Yeah. Actually, I think I saw it today that they announced that there's going to be a new Star Wars show called The Bad Batch.
Yeah, it's a spinoff of the last season of Clone Wars. It's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't really looked into that much. I just saw that, and I was like, huh, I'm pretty sure Taylor has seen that, by the way. And just for the record, people, when you see the thumbnail to this video, Taylor Schroll is actually not an old man.
Yeah, that was fun. That was the old fake that thing where, like, Russia stole all of our data or something, but I got a cool picture out of it.
Russia may have stolen all of my information, but I got a pretty cool picture out of it.
Yeah, I mean, what is Russia going to do to me? Like, I'm not important enough for them to do anything. They're going to leave me alone. It's fine. I got my picture, and I'm happy.
Well, I mean, there's plenty that... I mean, they could make you, like, the designated radio person whatever government affiliation Russia is. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But you could be, like, their Good Morning Russia person.
Dude, as long as I could do it in English, I'd love doing Good Morning Russia. That sounds like a great gig.
But you know what the funny thing is?
Good Morning Vietnam from Robin Williams.
You're far from Robin Williams, sir.
So, hey, how dare you?
So before we get any further into this, I think the people should deserve to know our history a little bit, because I'm pretty sure there's somebody asking, who is this Taylor Schroll man that knows so much knowledge about Star Wars and bachelorette parties? So, Taylor and I were first affiliated when I was a high school student in our youth group here in Brenham, Texas. He was a part of a ministry group that came and did youth ministry, and me and him became friends. And I don't recall what we were talking about, but I remember I stayed late to help clean up, and you were there. And then we just kind of became friends after that, and you sold me a hat that... It says, make Catholicism fun again. And yes, people, I am Catholic. And I still wear it to this day, actually. I had it somewhere, and I was going to wear it, but I promise you I still have it. the original blueprint of this hat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how often you wear that thing. I mean, like, you've posted it so many times. I think it's hilarious because, you know, it's obviously making fun of another slogan that has become popular over the last 4 years. But yeah, it's just really funny to see you wearing it around. I think it's hilarious.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you collecting humor out of that. And you know, actually, you know, and it's kind of funny because, I mean, obviously this is a political show, and you know, I actually wore that hat one day going to class, and there was some kind of, you know, protest or something going on in the quad, and then, like, you know me, the way I listen to my music is pretty loud, so. Generally speaking, when I'm walking and have my headphones in, if you say something to me 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to hear you unless you, like, throw something at my face, you know? So, this person started yelling at me because they saw the red hat and, like, the format of the slogan, I guess. But then I guess when I got closer, like, the other person was like, hey, that's not even what the hat says. You, like, relax. So, I kind of find...
Yeah,
was that?
I got that all the time because I'm a large white man wearing a hat that looks like another hat.
But
that's what's so funny to me, because you are of Hispanic nature and I am not, and so I'm wearing it. And usually a lot of people, especially you know, like I live here in South Texas, there's a lot of Hispanic people, especially in my home. I'm married to one, and I made a Tex-Mex baby. I don't have people walk up to me. And it was so funny to watch them walk up to me, and they were, like, stomp, like, you know, like they're a person on a mission. Like,
yeah.
They're stomping up to me to come and yell at me, and then they get closer, and a large majority of the Hispanic community here in Texas is Catholic. So they would go from, it was funny, I knew it would happen so often, I knew it was happening. They're storming at me to rip me a new one, they get closer, they laugh, and then we start talking about the hat. We start talking about Catholicism. We start talking about whatever. And I'm just like, that's exactly the point of the hat. That is more me than anything else. Like, hey, I might seem loud and crazy from far away, but get close and you'll realize I'm loud, crazy, and kind of funny. So.
Kind of funny. You know, it was funny because I sent you that picture Sunday of I was staying at my girlfriend's place in San Marcos and I was watching your show. And she looked at me and she goes, I see why you and him are friends now. And I said, why is that? And she goes, because y'all have the same kind of dumb humor that y'all make yourselves laugh all the time. And then the other person eventually catches on, then laughs.
Right. Like, that's what you're saying. Like, you're like, you find humor in everything. And I'm like, yeah, everyone is funny to me. Even stuff that shouldn't be funny, it's funny to me.
Yeah, I have a handful of memes on my phone that I look at that aren't funny and aren't supposed to be funny, but I think they're funny anyways. Like, for instance, I was walking through Walmart the other day, and there was this little family, and there was two little boys. And you know how they have the giant rack of, like, the plastic balls in the middle of the aisle?
Oh, yeah.
One of them grabbed one of the balls and decked the other one in the head. And, like, the kid fell down. And, like, he didn't start crying or anything, but it took every muscle in my body, Taylor Schroll, when I tell you that I had to duck into another aisle and start laughing. Because just the way that it just played out, it was hilarious. And I just couldn't be seen in public laughing at a little kid whacking another little kid in the head with a giant rubber ball.
And apparently you learned more in youth group than I have learned in my life, because I wouldn't have ducked around. I would have just laughed right there in front of them.
I mean, but, you know, speaking of that, I remember that I made the bet with the junior. I think you were there for when I made the bet with the junior high kids. You know, if a certain amount of kids interacted with whatever, that they could duct tape me to a chair. And then the second time I did it, they duct taped me, and then they pelted me with dodgeballs.
Yeah, and I, you know what I did?
What'd
I
you
stood
do?
Right in front of you and laughed. Like, that's
you got to do it for
like, the. I mean,
you know, I've come to terms with this after doing, you know, volunteer for the junior high youth, which I loved. Like, I tremendously loved it, and I even think I've said this on your show. Junior high kids are the single most neediest group of people. Like, ever. So, like, any act of good that you do for them, I think you're good on doing acts of goodness for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I did youth ministry for 10 years, and now I'm starting to move out of it. And I don't think I need to do another good deed in my life. I racked up so many in that decade that I can just post from here on out.
Put it on cruise control.
Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of funny, though, because somebody made a comment about youth group kids and food, and it just, I had like a Vietnam flashback of like whenever we would bring in the Little Caesars and all the kids would just like run in from the gym, and it almost looked like a Slayer mosh pit. That's what it looked like. And like, I was kind of like, oh my, like, I might get trampled by little kids today. How am I going to explain this?
And it also explains how strange junior high kids are. Because, like, if you're going to fight over food, pick a better food, kid.
Grilled cheese can be made at home, okay? I promise. It's not that hard.
Okay. In all the years that I worked with young people, either at schools or at churches or whatever, like, it terrifies me to think of, like, stacked up on top of each other all the pieces that I have eaten in my life. Like, I mean, it might be the size of the Eiffel Tower. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of pizza that I have eaten in, you know, 15 years of doing this.
Oh, my. I can't even imagine eating that much pizza. But you look good. You mean, you keep yourself in shape. But I do recall that one, I think it was the episode that I was on with you, where you take pride of being a bigger male once a year at summer camps. With the blob.
Oh, yeah.
The blob.
The blob. That's like, I was never popular in junior high, but once a year, one day a year, I get to feel like I'm popular amongst junior high kids because I weigh so much. The blob, you know, so if people don't know what this is, it's about a two-story platform, and then on the bottom of it, there's a very long, it's an inflatable, it's probably about 15, 20 feet long. And it's essentially like, you know, so I jump down and the person sits on the other end and then they go skyrocketing into the air. So it's the only time I'm popular all year is whenever they're like, hey, Thaddeus, can you jump on this so I can go really high in the air? And I enjoy it very much.
But you go to the top platform, right?
Oh, yeah. I jump off the top platform. I throw all my weight in. I jump as high as I can. And then they go flying. So it's great because the platform's about 20 feet tall. And if I do, like, one of the really small kids, like, one of the really small kids at the end of the blob, they'll end up going 5-8 feet above the platform. So they're hitting the ground after, like, 26 feet of being in the air.
And, folks, he actually means the water. They don't actually hit the ground.
If they're being good, for sure.
If they're not being good, I drop the people's elbow on the blob, and then they just go flying backwards onto the ground behind me. Speaking of
that'd be the only something I would have done to you.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of the people's elbow, do you watch WWE anymore?
Anymore? I never did.
You
because
never?
I, despite what I said about not having friends in junior high, I also wasn't a nerd, so no.
Well, I wasn't going to call you a nerd if you did, but we'll just skip over that because I don't know. I guess it was somebody else that I thought that said that they had watched WWE as a child, but I guess it wasn't you.
So I think whenever you came on, there was a priest friend of mine whenever we were talking, and he was a WWE fan.
Yeah. Okay, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
What was it? The Phoenix, Arizona ordained, is it Phoenix Online ordained priest?
Oh, yeah. He got an online degree. No, I'm just kidding. He's a real priest. But
We think.
That is the running joke that he is. Yeah, he went online and became a priest in 2 weeks. I love discounting his 8 years in seminary and God's call on his life. No, he went and got it online in 2 weeks.
You know, I was actually scrolling through the Twitters the other day. And I came across a page called Brother Teresa, and I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, so if Mother Teresa and Hulk Hogan were one person, it'd be Brother Teresa. It's ridiculous. The internet is a strange place, dude.
What's next, Macho Man Goliath?
I mean, there are already like spin-off accounts of it. It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's like the Pope has one, the People's Pope or something like that. It's ridiculous. Unreal.
So, I know you have children. I'm going to ask you this question, kind of steering back onto our little topic that we had going earlier. So, are your kids going to be attending a physical class this fall?
We have no idea. That is the plan currently, but no one has any idea if plans are going to come to fruition at this point for literally anything in the world. So, the plan currently is for them to meet in person or maybe some kind of hybrid. It's not decided yet, but we're ready for them to get out of our house a couple times a week.
Send them to grandma's.
We are in about 3 weeks.
I'm currently looking at my calendar now. We're going to scratch off today so I don't have to do it tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think it's interesting how everybody's dealing, like all the schools are dealing with this summer, moving online. I know Texas State, I think they had till like, I want to say it was tomorrow. I think tomorrow is the deadline for when they had that, or the 25th. They had to decide whether they want to do in-person classes or online, professor-wise. They are allowing physical classes. It's just up to the professor. But my whole deal is like they're coming. I haven't read fully into it, but from my understanding, they have this. They have like certain walk paths that you're going to have to walk. You know, they'll expel you if you don't have a mask on. Like I think Ms. Kayla said in our first segment. You know, we were talking about that, and I get that, but if you ask me, putting so many thousands of students into one directed path, that's kind of like the opposite of social distancing, because eventually everybody's going to end up like sardines trying to walk everywhere, you know?
Right, yeah. You pull up an interesting point, because I've wondered about that myself. It's like, if we're walking in a line and the wind is blowing, or just like, you blow out air, that air doesn't go with you, Blaine. It stays where you blew it out.
Well, it depends.
So I walk through it. If we're walking at a normal pace and I'm walking 6 feet behind you, I'm going to breathe your air in about half a second.
Well, depends which end of my body it comes out of, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, and college students, y'all are the worst. Y'all are just dirty people. And, like, just as a group.
Excuse me, I take a shower, thank you very much.
I remember college, man. Boy. I sound so old. I remember when I was in college, I sound like the picture you posted.
425 years ago.
Fucking my day, we went to school and we could walk wherever we wanted.
You know, that's the funny thing. You know, I kind of thought about that. You know, what if this like doesn't go away for like 3 years, and you know we have to like come out and tell the youth like, yeah, I remember when we didn't have to wear masks, or like in, I don't know if you've been in a Walmart lately, but they have arrows on the ground pointing on like directions where you need to like walk. And like, I get it, but at the same time, like, why do I want to walk all the way around one aisle when there's nobody else around me?
No arrow can tell me how to live my life. I'm an American.
I don't see a blue vest anywhere, so I'm in the clear. Like, that'd be terrible if Walmart, like, hired a whole slew of mall cops just to enforce the walkways.
One on every aisle.
On a Segway.
Yeah, it's okay. They pay them under minimum wage. It's fine. They do.
You'd have to tip them.
Yeah.
I feel like I just made a waiter. I feel
you
like
you have
I...
to throw coins at them from 6 feet away. They're stop assaulting me. I'm trying to give you a tip.
Accept my gift.
This is what my love feels like.
You're doing a service. Speaking of doing services, so are you considered? I guess you would be considered. What are you considered essential?
No one, anybody in their life, no one's ever considered me essential.
Well, obviously.
Pandemic aside.
Well, putting the pandemic back into the equation.
No, I'm not. I've never been essential a day in my life. No one cares.
What are you talking about?
I sit at home. I'm in my home office, which is a converted. It's really just a large closet that holds my water heater, and it's where I do everything. It's where I have my desk in my office. It's where I record my show. It's also, like I said earlier, where I have the liquor cabinet, and also where my hot water heater is. It's a great room.
So you're probably sweating right now.
No, see, I used to be, but at the beginning of COVID, when I realized I'm going to be stuck here, I started turning the air down a little bit more than I used to, and I had the AC guy come in and put in an air vent in this little room. So now it's like a real thing.
Hmm. Look at you go, Taylor. You're making the best out of this pandemic, I guarantee you.
I've got AC in my hot water heater room. I mean, I'm just living lavishly.
It's my man cave. You know, I just thought of this. You know, I remember the comment you made earlier about how much pizza you've eaten in your lifetime. The young lady who created this channel was on my first segment, and she loves ordering Pizza Hut. Every time I ever went and hung out with her or throughout this whole pandemic, she's ordered Pizza Hut. So I wonder, I might have to take a tally here of how many pizzas she's eaten within the past, 5 months? 7 months?
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the pizza that you've eaten these past 7 months.
At the beginning of the quarantine, everything fell apart. Like, my job fell apart, the world fell apart, everything fell apart, right? So I was ordering, a pizza every other night just to, stress me. It would be, 1 in the morning, I'm like, Domino's, come here! And I would eat an entire pizza by myself. Thanks, COVID.
You made me stress eat Domino's. But, hey, does Domino's come to your house in that fancy little car with the little oven on the side?
Little oven on the side? No. What are you talking about?
You've never seen the cars?
No. The car, it's just a regular
post the picture of the car on Twitter, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's like it almost looks like a smart car. And essentially, they have ovens on the side of the car to where, you know, the pizza man can put the pizza in the car and, not the back seat so it doesn't, fall around. So it's almost like a, it's almost like a brick oven on wheels.
No, I don't want to see that. Don't post that. I'm a very traditional man. I want pizza delivered to me. I want it kind of shifted in the box because they turned too quickly. Like, I want the tradition. I don't want anything. I don't want an oven on a car. That sounds terrible. That, you know what that would be like? That would be like having an office in a room with a hot water heater.
But some people, you know, would actually enjoy that.
Yeah, the crazy people.
I mean, I don't...
Wait, what?
What? Crazy people. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, no.
No, that's stupid. You just said to me, even though I didn't tell you, you were never an obedient type. That's so stupid. No, I don't like that.
That car, Taylor.
Domino's, I want to tell you right now, and I know that you're listening, Mr. Domino. Please keep the cars in my town the same as they've always been. I don't want this oven car.
Help the man in the 2003 Buick who delivers my pizza. Keep his car.
Yeah, I mean, forever. Like, when it's 2040 and we're still all living in our houses because of COVID, I want that 2003 Buick still coming to my house.
I want him to fumigate my whole neighborhood just so I know that an authentic car has delivered my pizza. But,
Well, you know, some people are blaming COVID on 5G because it's new. I would imagine that these cars that you're talking about, these new Domino's cars, came out around the same time that COVID did. So, I mean, I'm not saying there's a correlation, but I'm saying there's a correlation.
Actually, I don't think 5G had anything to do with COVID.
Oh no, I don't either. I think it was solely the Domino's oven car.
This Domino's car came out in 2016.
Yes, and that's what, just like any kind of military infiltration, they had to get started first and send in their spies and do some recon, and then when they were ready to strike in the beginning of this spring, that's when they were ready.
Herbie Fully Loaded Part 2 coming this summer.
On streaming.
Yeah. So, we're coming towards the tail end here. We've had plenty of good conversation. And I want to ask you, because you're a man of much wisdom, what would your advice be to those out there who are just kind of going crazy with COVID everything right now? You know, people are not, most people don't really have jobs. They're stressing out how they're going to pay for things. What advice would you give to these people out there just to keep up optimism?
Yeah, so like, I mean, there's the three parts of who we are, right? There's really four. So there's like our physical being, there's our spiritual being, there's our emotional being, and then there's our mental or intellectual being. So I think being able to take care of all four of those. So physically, like the moment that like, I mean, I got like depressed for like a month at the beginning of this whole thing. And the first thing that really changed me was getting out and just going on walks. I was still away from people. My son and I would just walk. There's some woods back behind our house. We would just get out and walk, and just taking care of myself physically, going to bed at a more decent time and not calling Domino's at 1 a.m. Like that's when I stopped all that, you know.
Now you have to fear the car coming to your house.
You what?
Now you have to fear that car coming to your house if you ever have Domino's delivered again. But anyways, continue.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, just taking care of yourself physically is going to help the places that we all feel stressed. The mental stress, who we are. Like we're just like, what is going on? We're having to address things. A lot of us are spending a lot more alone time. So, and then, like, mentally or intellectually, like, just to be able to get your mind off of this, like, find something, an audiobook, a regular book, a podcast, something like that to kind of help your mind grow and continue to grow as a person. Spiritually, if you're a person of faith, like, obviously prayer is helpful for that. If you're not, there's things like meditation and such, just to help us to get out of ourselves and think of other people. And then emotionally, just being able to still connect with people as much as we can, you know, through FaceTime, through the people around us, if we can still be socially distanced and all those sorts of things. But just trying to do something for all four of those areas is like doing one for any of them. If we're one person with those four aspects within us, so doing any of those things is going to help the others, and hopefully, if we're able to work on those, all of it will rise together.
Awesome. Well, if I were to put it in any ways, you just hit the nail on the head. So, Taylor, I really want to thank you for coming on today. Would you probably come back again?
Yeah, for sure. As long as it's a different host.
I quit. Just kidding. I don't quit. If you'd like to check,
this is great. I enjoyed talking to you.
Of course, it's always a great conversation when we get together. Nobody knows where it's going to go. That's the thing. Nobody knows ever knows where this is going to go, but it always ends up being something good.
Sure.
So everybody out there, people of faith or of humor, Taylor Schroll has a show called Forte Catholic. You can find that where.
It's on YouTube. Just search Forte Catholic, Forte Catholic, or anywhere on podcast. If you're a person of faith, cool. If you're not, we talk about this thing pretty generally. It's pretty low bar of entry. We welcome everybody and hope you enjoy it. We have a lot of fun. I've got a great crew of people that help me out with it. I'd love to connect with you there, and then also over on social media.
Also, if I remember correctly, on this past episode, y'all talked about Hamilton.
We did, and then we actually did a follow-up on Hamilton. So here's the thing. My show goes out on radio as well. So radio, you have to hit the exact time. So an hour show, My show is actually 53 minutes and 45 seconds. I had to hit that exactly. So we're having this great conversation about Hamilton and like kind of the lessons that we learned from it. And I look at the clock and I have a minute left until the show is over. And like it goes to the next show, right?
Right.
And my female co-host, who's a friend of mine, she says, oh, I want to talk about Eliza and what that means to me as a woman. And I have to look her in the eyes and say, no, we can't talk about that. You're out of time.
The one time you have to look a woman in the eyes and say no.
Like, after we finish recording, I'm like, Olivia, you put me in the worst position ever. I, as a man, had to tell you, no, you can't talk about the woman. So she made me look bad. So we ended up doing a follow-up video on YouTube just about Eliza, and I let her talk as long as she wanted.
But yes, of course, people, you can go find Taylor Schroll at those sources. Again, you can go follow Probably Political on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I said YouTube already, and Anchor as well, and go support us all the way there at Probably Political. Again, Taylor Schroll, thank you for coming on today. And for those of you that go check out his content, it is definitely worth it. And also checking out our content is worth it as well. We will have more content posted this week. And any last closing remarks, Mr. Schroll?
No, thanks, Brian. I enjoyed hanging out with you again. It's always good. And I enjoy our conversations because there's nothing to ever prepare because I have no idea where this is going to go. Yeah,
the joke is on you because I have ordered a Domino's pizza and I specifically requested that car to head to your house right now and it'll be there in 3 minutes.
Oh, good. I hope I will take that pizza and I'll throw it back at the man. You are a travesty, sir. Get off of my property.
All right, guys, that's it for us. I hope you enjoyed it. So we will see y'all next week. Thank you, and I'm out.